It's Teen Read Week, and Ramona Caponegro is getting real with a new collection of writers and works for teenage readers, a series called Rush Hour.
Get real. How many times have you heard a sullen or sarcastic teenager utter these words? Well, the Young Adult Library Services Association is currently giving this popular teen phrase a more enthusiastic interpretation, making Get Real at Your Library this year's theme for Teen Read Week. While the theme is designed to foster teens' interest in reading nonfiction, the organizers of Teen Read Week emphasize the importance of encouraging teenagers to read, no matter what the theme. This promotion of all types of literature for young adults is central to the concerns of a relatively new publication called Rush Hour, a journal of contemporary voices. The journal includes a mix of essays, short stories, poetry, drama, and drawings in each of its issues. Each issue of the journal revolves around a specific theme, like the already released volumes entitled Sin, Bad Boys, and Face, and the forthcoming volumes Reckless and Good Girls. And each issue addresses crucial, real-life situations and concerns that many teens today encounter. Moreover, these questions and dilemmas are thoughtfully examined and articulated by well-known authors and artists, like K.L. Going, Jacqueline Woodson, David Lubar, and William Steig, as well as by newcomers to the world of young adult fiction. As Michael Cart, the editor of the journal, states, "I believe that teens of all ages require literature that addresses their unique and specific life needs. The Rush Hour reader is the crossover consumer, and I'm interested in including sophisticated content that will appeal to readers in both high school and college." To engage this audience, the journal explores a wide range of difficult psychological topics, like the need to come to terms with one's ethnic and sexual identity, the motivations behind self-destructive behavior, and the harm that we are all capable of doing to others, even unintentionally. The journal also addresses many of the perennial problems of teens, like fights with parents and siblings, peer pressure, and self-consciousness. Yet no matter what subject is being considered, the writers in Rush Hour engage the complexity of any given issue, refrain from extending formulaic solutions, and promote reflection on both the self and society. Because of this open-ended style and its thought-provoking content, Rush Hour, a journal of contemporary voices, offers a unique reading opportunity for older teens who are ready to get real and think about the contemporary society in which they live.